Hello, everybody, and welcome to this very special edition of the TeachNet podcast. I'm delighted this evening to be joined by a good colleague and friend, Adrian Webb, Chair of SESI. Adrian, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Adrian, today we're here to talk about a very, very special event, SESI 4.0, Back to the Future. That's happening on the 23rd of February 2013 down in Galway. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely, I'd be absolutely delighted to. Very special, Michael, because it's actually the 40th anniversary of the founding of SESI back in Galway, because that's where it was founded and that's where our history begins. And I think we'd be very grateful to GMIT, who have kindly offered us their premises for the event. And we look forward to having as many people, both new and old, come visit us and participate and give us that dynamic that works so well at SESI's, where people exchange, they talk, they excite one another, they have arguments and rouse different viewpoints. But at the end of the day, it's a whole learning experience for those from first, second and third level.
Yes, and I suppose that is probably the greatest strength of SESI. I was reading a little bit of Elizabeth's history or potted history on the web. And this idea of teachers, professionals sharing their craft knowledge, that's really been central to SESI from the word go, and it seems to be very strong in the in this conference as well.
Well, we continue in that tradition because basically it's people who are in the classroom, whether that's first, second or third level, and sharing their experience. It's a very pure form of CPD, if you want to put it like that, because we're not talking vested interests here. We're talking people just saying, look, I'm doing this. It's working for me. Maybe you could do it too. Or that's one side of it. Another side is you'll always have people who are looking over the cliff of what's coming next, at that future that you don't maybe spend time looking at, but it's great to hear, that gets you thinking. We have everybody, obviously, too, from beginners to those who are more techie-orientated or those who are more in terms of software or content-orientated. But that's great because it's that mix that really keeps us all going. And I certainly, as a second-level teacher, would have very little opportunities in my working life to mix with those from first and third level. And it's tremendous to hear what's going on. Actually, very exciting. I always love coming away from SESI conferences because I'm geared up with all these wonderful ideas that I hope I might be able to implement, some of them at least.
And I think that, you know, from our own involvement in SESI over many, many years, I think that is the beauty of it. And it's the reigniting of old friendships. And it's also, you know, seeing and hearing new ideas and you know, seeing if you can take some of them into your own work. And I think the fact that you're in GMIT will give you some nice spaces for doing that. Is that true to say?
Oh, absolutely. We've been very, very fortunate. We have their IT unit and it's laid out in a kind of a pod pattern, and I think it'll be very, very conducive to a real informal sharing with people, so that if you don't have your mobile device with you, that's not an issue, because you can just pop down and say, look, this is what I'm doing, let's share it, let's actually see it rather than talk about it. And I think it'll add a whole different side to the conference that we haven't had before, haven't had the benefit for. Obviously, too, because it's GMIT, it's a much bigger scale in terms of the building, and it presents nicer opportunities in some senses for that mixing and flow of people. It's just quite different to the school environment.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think it'll obviously add to that party atmosphere that you're endeavouring to create down in Galway on the 23rd. And just having a quick look earlier with you at the programme, you have some real international speakers in John Nocton and Dan Meyer. Do you want to say a little bit about who they are and what you hope they'll talk about?
We do indeed. We are most fortunate. John Nocton, an Irishman himself, was probably best known for one of his recent publications, which is From Gutenberg to Zuckerberg, which I think is a really intriguing title to a book. But it looks at that exploration of internet, web, and get you into that zone of saying, well, OK, society is changing dramatically. Now let's look at this in a bit more detail in a very pragmatic sort of way. And I think for all of us who get very involved in the technology or are just trying to survive with every new wave of new, that it's good to take a chance to stand back and just listen, think, oh, yeah, OK, that's an interesting idea, to get a bit of perspective. And I think without a shadow of a doubt, that that's what he'll bring us.
Yes.
And in a very interesting format. Dan Meyer, then, some people may be aware of him from the TED Talks, and in that he has maths as his area. He's been a maths teacher. He's left that now because he's so passionate about changing the way maths is taught, and he describes it as something that we are forced to sell to people who actually don't want the product, or words to that effect, and not an uncommon thought that most of us who would have stood in front of a maths class might share. But I think it's beyond that. It's into how we can change how we look at learning. Now, in some ways, that's an old chestnut, but I think he brings a whole new dynamic to it, and he is definitely, having been at the chalk face, for want of a better phrase, himself, he knows what he's talking about. So I'm very much looking forward to that. We're fortunate to have him. Can I just say at this stage, GMIT as well, just throw it in there, are celebrating their 40th. So it's a nice coming together of the two celebrations.
Brilliant. Yeah, and just going back to Dan Meyer, I'm not actually that familiar with John Nocton's work, but Dan Meyer certainly has a lovely way about him, and you know, that TED Talk is particularly passionate. It would be one of the ones that is probably one of the highest hits. So fair play to Ceci for bringing both speakers to Galway, and I think they'll really add another perspective, as you said.
I do think so, and I think it's good to get that international perspective. I know sometimes one could say, well, do we not have the excellent talent here? But I think on a special occasion like this, we need to throw those windows open and get the big hunters in. Now, obviously, John is an Irishman himself, so that's great.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I agreed. And it's an opportunity for people in all walks of life, whether, and I think even in further education as well, to come and look and see what's happening in the area of maths with the likes of Dan Meyer, which is a very hot topic at the moment. Also, you have then that craft knowledge that we spoke about earlier, the professional craft knowledge, then the sharing of that with our own teachers. And you've had a very impressive lineup this year again. You've 33 presentations and 8 workshops, and really you were putting the sign up closed long before the deadline, because you were oversubscribed almost this year, which is fantastic.
We had a tremendous response when we put out the call for presentations, without a shadow of doubt. The one thing I would say, anybody coming to the conference, have your bowl of porridge, because you're going to have a lot of things to look at and to come to that day. There will obviously be parallel sessions, but we are trying to maximise the opportunities that people will have for attending various sessions. So the bowl of porridge will be very important, I think. But the range that we have quite a number of presentations, as you said, quite varied. We have very topical, of course, cyberbullying in the classroom, which will be looked at, the junior cycle and ICT. These are ones that are pertinent to people who are in the classroom at the moment. Mm-hmm. We do reckon that in terms of presentations that would be appropriate for first level, we'll have 34 for second level and 14 for third level. So that indicates that there's quite a bit of crossover, mm-hmm. which again goes back to the point you were making, Michael, earlier on about that first, second and third level approach. We have a workshop on Minecraft, and it's the first taste for anybody who isn't familiar with it. It gives them an opportunity to see it. We have an interesting one that will be a bilingual presentation, and it's interesting from the point of view is that it has made a collection of media clips from native Irish speakers, in fact mostly children, and it seeks to do them and present them in a way that will be helpful to teachers for Irish, which is always an area, because of the shortage a lot of the time of material available, is good to see. Stephen Howell will be there with his Connect again, and I know that any time Stephen presents that he's extremely well received and has everybody jumping out of their seats to participate and to go ahead with it. We have George Blackwood from Northern Ireland, who's going to talk about engaging students through collaborative learning. Now, in one way, we might say that we have more presentations this year than we have had in the past, but I think it reflects the changing nature of where people's interests lie. The full programme is gone up, I think, either today or tomorrow on the website. People will have the opportunity then to go to an abstract as well see exactly what it is, so that before they come, they can actually plan what they're going to go and see. And that obviously helps them to get the most out of the conference itself.
Fantastic. And are you having an event on the night before, or is it all happening like you had in the past, or is it just all happening on that Saturday?
No, we're having a SESI meet in conjunction with it on the Friday night in the Clayton Hotel.
Very good.
Totally booked out at the moment. If anybody wants to put their name in a waiting list, again, on the website, you'll find access to that.
Good.
But at the booked up very quickly. The SESI meets have definitely gained a reputation in being popular events.
Good stuff. And tell us about the cost for it. I mean, it sounds like the bargain of the year for anyone that's interested in going to a conference, and how they can register, and is there advice and suggestions on the website where to stay and all that good stuff in Galway?
Yes, indeed. The cost for the conference is €40. Now, that's a special price, as one can understand, 40 to reflect the 40 years of the society. It's then €20 for anybody who's unemployed or on wage or students. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Registration is online. We're doing everything online because I think, well, we are the Computer and Education Society of Ireland. Mm-hmm. We do appreciate that for particular reasons. Some organisations and schools still must do snail mail, so
yes,
please contact us if that's the case. Otherwise, then the information about various hotels obviously are available in the area.
Brilliant. I mean, I've had the opportunity here to chat with you about the conference and to look through the list of presenters and the workshops. I think, as always, it will be an excellent event. And I noticed that, you know, even if you can't get to Galway, you've made virtual arrangements for people to participate. Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, we're in the process at the moment of arranging to have the two keynotes streamed. We have managed in the last year to have one of the keynotes streamed. It depends on technology available, obviously. But we're hoping with the standard that we have in GMIT that this will not be an issue, and that those who can't attend for whatever reason will at least be able to comment on that. The other thing we had last year that was extremely effective and kind of left us all a bit speechless was closed captioning, mm-hmm. which we had somebody who was presenting from the deaf community, and they require this, and it's new to most of us on the executive. But in fact, what it meant was that people who could tune into the closed captioning website and actually see in words the written content of the keynote speakers' speeches. So we're hoping to do that again this year.
Very good. So listen, Adrian, I think this has been fascinating, and let's wish you well on the 23rd. We look forward to seeing you down there.
Absolutely.
And looking forward to a good weekend. Thank you.
Thank you very much.